Now, are there any boys and girls? Well, there are one or two, so we'll just go on with going through the Bible. You remember, boys and girls, of course, that it is Abraham that we've been thinking about, and especially how Abraham in the Bible teaches us that the great thing that we must have is faith in God. Faith means believing God, believing what God says in His Word, and trusting in God with all our hearts and with all our minds. And when we think of Abraham then, it's especially the life of faith that Abraham lived. Does Abraham believe God all the days of his life and trusted in God for everything that was to happen to him in his life? You remember, of course, that we said that Abraham wasn't perfect, because there is no one in this world perfect. Only our Lord Jesus Christ is perfect. He is the only begotten Son of God, and He is God the Son. And so He is perfect. He never sinned. He never did any wrong. Though Abraham was a great man, he wasn't a perfect man. And so there were those times in Abraham's life when he did wrong. Now, one of those we looked at last time, and how he went down into the land of Egypt, and how he was guilty, you remember then, of telling that lie. However, when Abraham comes back from Egypt, goes back to the altar that he had made and worshipped God again, you remember, then we see Abraham once again exercising faith and trust in the Lord his God. Now, here's what happened. Abraham, of course, as the Bible tells us, was very rich. He had a lot of cattle and he had a lot of herds. Now, his nephew Lot, who also lived with him, he had a whole big herd of cattle and sheep and goats and everything else as well. And there came that point where it seemed as though that part of the land that they lived in wasn't enough to hold all their herds and all their sheep and all their flocks and all their goats. And so the herdsmen, the shepherds, or those that looked after the flocks, they began to quarrel amongst themselves. They began to argue who was going to feed their flocks in one place and who was going to feed their flocks in another. When Abraham heard of that, he went to Lot and he said, "Look, Lot, this isn't right. It isn't right that we should quarrel. It isn't right that we should be seen as though we're not friendly. So here's what we'll do." And he took Lot out, and he said to Lot, "Now, Lot, you look at all the land that lies before you, and you choose whatever part of the land that you want, and whatever you leave, I'll be content with that, and I'll be happy with that." You see in that, boys and girls, how Abraham, in fact, exercised faith towards God. He was willing to allow Lot to choose whatever part of the land he wanted. And as it turned out, of course, Lot chose the very best parts of that land at that time. But Abraham was content to depend on God, and whatever was left to him from Lot, then Abraham was happy to take that and to live in that part of the land. So Abraham, even in that, you see, exercised faith in God. He exercised trust in God. And in fact, what he was allowing to happen was for God really to make that choice for him. And so he gladly took what was left off the land. Now, although Lot chose the best part of the land as far as he could see, in fact, he made a very bad choice. And here's what the Bible says. It says that Lot chose all that fertile, that means that good bit of land, and he pitched his tent towards Sodom. Sodom was a city. Sodom was a very wicked city. There was another one called Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were two very wicked cities. And so Lot, he chose that great piece of land, and he pitched his tent somewhere near Sodom. Eventually, he went to live in Sodom. And it was a very bad choice, because as we'll see later on as we go through the Bible, what happened to Lot in Sodom was something that was very bad in his life. However, there were a group of kings, and they decided to invade Sodom and to rob the people and to carry away the people captives. And so this group of kings came against Sodom, and they did take away all the goods and all the possessions, and they took away many of the people as prisoners. And among the prisoners, they took Abraham's nephew Lot. When Abraham heard of that, then Abraham went after them, and Abraham rescued Lot and the rest of the people, and he brought them back to the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom was very pleased, of course, and he said to Abraham that he would give him a great reward for what he had done. But Abraham, in fact, said this, boys and girls. He said, no, he said, I don't want anything from you in case you say that you're the one who has made Abraham rich. And again, you see, he was depending on God. And he was saying that it was God alone who would look after him in his life and take care of him in his life. So throughout the life of Abraham, what you have are all of those times where he really showed that his faith and his trust was in God alone. And that's why the Bible sets Abraham before us as an illustration, as a picture, as an example of how we should believe God and have faith in God. That's why he's called Faithful Abraham, because he believed God so many times, trusted in God so many times. And as you go through the life of Abraham, then that's the great lesson that we're to learn. Now, please do try and learn that lesson. And for us all, there is nothing that pleases God except faith in him. And the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so it's to learn to live by faith, trusting in God, believing what God says in his word, relying on God all the days of our life. So Abraham has come this far in his life, and all that we have seen is that he has trusted so many times in the Lord his God.